Are you ready for another episode of Mike Cazola's Real Estate Investing That Works? Making money in real estate has never been easier. To get started now, go to teachmemike.com.
Welcome. You are listening to Mike Cazola's Real Estate Investing That Works. I'm Kerry Lutz, and this is episode 10. Mike, talk about becoming a good real estate investor. And I just happened upon this article about a woman who kind of let her emotions run away with her. And you always talk about don't get into auction fever, don't get too attached. And this woman got a little too into things. Her name is Kathy Rowe, 53. She pleaded guilty a couple months ago to stalking and was sentenced to only 1 year of home electronic surveillance. She got outbid on a property in your state, California, and proceeded on a vendetta against the successful bidders. And I know you've gotten outbid quite a number of times. You never sought revenge, did you?
Absolutely not. Because, you know, it takes discipline. You got to know. And I showed you my back office, Kerry. You know, I only succeed 10% of the time. That means 9 out of 10 times I get outbid. But that's because I'm disciplined. But I did see that article. And, you know, I found it a little bit humorous, but at the same time, a little bit scary that, you know, somebody gets outbid on a property. And, you know, not to laugh about it, but she sends $1,000 worth of magazine subscriptions to the house. She says they're throwing sex parties and everybody's invited. I mean, these are just ridiculous things. I mean, over getting outbid on a property, you know, what you got to remember is you can't let your emotions come into play. You can't look at a property and say, I want that property so bad, because what happens is your emotions will take over. You got to stay disciplined and look at this as a business. I only succeed 10% of the time. Some people would say I fail. 10% success, by most standards, is not considered doing very well. But if you average $27,000 per property and it takes you 2 to 3 minutes to analyze a property, a 10% success rate, I gotta say, I'm grateful for that. I'm happy I have a 10% success rate, because if it was any higher than that, it would mean I'm overpaying for properties.
Yeah, so far I haven't quite hit 10% yet. I've had 7 failures. So I'm hoping that in the next 3 attempts, I will get 1 success. But look, if it takes me 7 or 8 more, that's how long it takes. And eventually the numbers will even out. But yeah, this idea that somehow you get attached to a property that you're bidding on, even if you're going to live in it, it just makes no sense to me. And this woman is just went out of her mind. She was sending pizza to them and magazines, just really engaging in a lot of risky behavior. And for what? It's just a house. I can't believe it was the only house in San Diego that she could fall in love with, because in the end, the house is just a box, right?
That's right. And you know what, Kerry, you're doing it right, because I know the one that you just lost today was by $700, but you got to stick to your guns. You know, if you determine what you want to pay for a property, what the retail value is, do not budge. Because this takes discipline. If you want to be a real estate investor, you got to take the emotion out of the equation. Because what happens is, just like you could have come a victim to this, another $100, another $100, another $100. Now the egos come into play. Now you're bidding back and forth. And now you start to feel like, I got to get this property, because you feel like you're invested in it. But the truth is, there's always another box, like you say. You know, these are just four walls. When it comes down to it, it's just another house. And there's thousands of foreclosures every single day. You don't have to get hung up on one deal or two deals or 5 deals. I've bid on thousands of properties to get the hundreds of properties that have generated millions and millions and millions of dollars for me and my family. And that's not to sit here and brag about myself, but it's my discipline. It's my drive. It's my motivating factor to get the very best deals that are out there. I don't care about what kind of mini blinds, what kind of carpet, what kind of tile. It just has to make sense financially. And that's what I want to teach you to do, is to remove yourself from the equation and go for it. Place your bids, but stick to your guns.
I think that is such a great point. The key to success here, aside from really learning the system, is taking yourself out of it, controlling your emotions. So once you learn the system, then it's repeat, wash, repeat, right?
That's right. And, you know, you've gone through the system and you're disciplined now. That's why when you say that you've done 7 bids and you haven't won one yet, that actually makes me happy, because if you told me you've done 7 bids and you won 7 properties, you know, I would sit here and say, Cary, you're doing it all wrong. You're not supposed, it's not the higher percentage of properties you win the better. Absolutely not. It's getting the very best deals, paying pennies on the dollar. That's what this is about. Not to pound your chest and go to the country club and say, oh, I own 10 properties. Well, you paid 99% of value for those 10 properties, so good for you. I'd rather show up and say, I only own 3 properties, but I got them all for 40 cents on the dollar or 30 cents on the dollar. To me, it's not about how many you own. It's about buying the right properties. And that's what I transfer to you guys. I wish I could sit here and say that I'm a result of talent, that I'm just a talented guy. But this is just a technique. And it's a technique that I could transfer to any one of you.
One thing I wanted to go over with you, Zillow valuation, because you place a lot of emphasis on valuation. You always say, Mike, that you make the money when you buy the property, not when you sell it. Because obviously, if you pay too much for it when you buy it, then you're not going to make any money when you sell it. Valuation, Zillow, the Zestimate, that's what they call an AVM, automated valuation model. You think they've gotten any better lately on this thing?
Well, let me tell you guys a little bit about Zillow. What it's, and yes, to answer your question, yes, it has gotten better. But what it's doing, which you got to understand this, when you do a Zestimate, when you go to Zillow and take their Zestimate, what it's doing is this is simply pooling from public records and it's taking an average price for the neighborhood. But what they're not taking into account is the inaccuracies in the public records, which, believe it or not, that actually happens. And that's why I show you how to backtrack and go to the public records yourself. And what it's also not taking into account is a lot of times I've noticed Zillow will pull comps that are slightly older. You see, right now we've noticed a slight market change. The market is actually getting a little bit better right now. Things are actually going up. For these last couple of years, while I've been training people and showing people how to make money in real estate, we've been in a stagnant market, a market that was somewhat depressed. You know, I would say right now we are not in a depressed market anymore. I would say that this is a market that we all need to take advantage of, because we're before a big boom, we're after a big bust, but right now is the time to take action. So if you're sitting there wondering, when do I bid? How do I bid? Don't worry about those things. The only way you're going to succeed is to be in the game. And to be in the game, just go through a couple of my videos. Do exactly what I show you how to do. Open your bidder accounts. Do this online so you're not competing against these other people that are, you know, playing games and raising their hands. And what they do is they want to drive you out. The best thing that could happen to us is that this is all internet-based now. So you can, as a beginner, play on a level playing field with a seasoned expert. So with that being said, do it now. You know, even if you don't train, even if you don't go to my website and watch my numerous training videos, just take action, because this is the best time to invest in real estate that me, my father, my grandfather, my great-grandfather could ever ask for.
And with it going to the internet, you don't have to worry about those stalkers upset because you got too good a deal either, right?
That's exactly right. So if I outbid somebody, I'm just a bitter number. I'm not the personal face. I'm not Mike to them. I'm just a bitter number. So yeah, we could remove the stalkers from the equation as well. Meaning people that are inexperienced love tying their emotions to investing in real estate. I can't tell you how many people I've trained that we walk into a house and they say, oh, I'd put those window treatments. I'd do this. I would do that. I say, hang on a second. Are you planning to live in this house? They say, no. I say, well, then let's all back up for a second. Let's not worry about the window. These are things that you do to your personal residence. If this is an investment, treat it as an investment. Do what I'm teaching you to do. You know, they say in life, who do you listen to? You listen to people that have done exactly what it is that you're looking to do. So I'm no better than you. I'm just a regular guy. But at the same time, I've done this hundreds of times. So let me tell you how to avoid the common mistakes that many investors come accustomed to falling into. Meaning, one of the major things is letting your ego get involved. The next is becoming personally attached. The next is thinking that you're going to ever live in that property. Remember, I bought a property for $13,000. People said, what are you doing? Why would you buy that property there? It's in a marginal neighborhood. Well, when I sold it 3 weeks later and I made over $30,000 profit on such a small investment, now they say, how did you do that? I want to do that. Well, the key is that I knew I was never going to live in that house. It's about dollars and cents. So make this about dollars and cents, not about your personal emotions or your ego or thinking you have to beat somebody, because I only succeed 10% of the time. I showed you, Carrie, I've bid on hundreds of properties and I'm only successful 10% of the time because I'm disciplined. I want the very best deals that are out there and I'll accept nothing else.
Yeah. And like you say, if you're not going to live there, if not living there, once you make that determination, that's a huge emotional burden that's lifted, because then who cares what the color the window treatments are? Who cares what color the exterior is? You only care about the colors insofar as it's going to affect the saleability of the property once you fix it up and you're ready to flip it, right? That's all you care about the color for.
That's right. That's why I go with neutrals. So yes, if a bedroom is purple, of course I'm going to fix that, because to me, neutral sells. The tans, the beiges, new paint on the exterior, new paint on the interior, but all within the neutral family. You don't want pinks and bright purples. So of course, and that's not because that's my taste. It doesn't matter what my personal taste is. What matters is, what do 80% of the people out there want to see? Because even if they say, oh, we'll paint this bedroom or that bedroom, we'll do this, we'll do that, give them a neutral playing field and let somebody who's going to be a homeowner decide how they want to finalize that property.
Yeah, exactly. Neutral is good. And if anything isn't neutral, you neutralize it, right?
That's right. I remember one time, you know, I pulled up to a house and it was the brightest orange you could ever imagine. I can't even describe this color orange. It was so bright, so in your face. And I just looked at the house and it was like I put on a set of sunglasses that somehow painted it tan. And you know what? I got that property about $15,000 cheaper because of the bright orange. And it cost me $2,000 to repaint it. So what I'm saying is, don't run away from a property because it has one of these abnormalities. Look at it as opportunity, but just make sure that you're getting the best price possible. That's all that it boils down to. It's not about what I like or what you like. You got to appeal to the masses, not your personal taste, not your mother's, father's, your grandparents, not your friend's personal taste. What do 80% of the population like? And even if they don't want to keep it neutral, they could still see that as their canvas. They can't see a purple house as their canvas, but give them a tan house and they would say, oh, I'd make it a little darker. Oh, I'd make it a little lighter. I'd do this. I'd do that. A purple house, they're just like, oh my God, that thing is ugly. Now their emotions come into play. They want nothing to do with it. You see, this business, a lot of it is psychological. And if I could show you guys the strategies and techniques that have enabled me to buy hundreds of properties, sell hundreds of properties, and do this all online, that's why I'm here.
Great point. And we're going to talk about the finer points of remodeling in another episode further down the road. So you want to pay attention to that. In the meantime, people are going to want to find out more. Where do you go to really find out what Mike can teach you?
Well, if you want to, for me to teach you my last 12 years of experience, hundreds of transactions, millions of dollars generated, I take you step by step, move by move. I teach you as if I were teaching the young Mike Gazzola, who was just starting out 12 years ago. Just simply go to teachmemike.com. It's all right there for you. You can get started today.
And no stalkers allowed.
Yeah. Yeah. If you want to outbid me on a property, just don't visit the site.
To get started now, go to teachmemike.com.